Oh, hey.
Have you met Robin?
I have not.
Hi.
I don't think so.
You're going to have to push the wire around.
You said Robin.
I brought you some party favors. Those LEDs there, the red ones, I just bring out those guys. Those red ones will turn on the green ones. And the green ones are super
cool.
Yeah, use them and keep them. Oh, you want another Southern one too?
Yeah. I think they're actually set, but thank you for opening these. I thought it would definitely be shorted. I think
this is all expensive.
People are figured out pretty well, so I'm sharing. So let's try and find the circuit inside of it.
Go ahead.
This is pretty amazing. Yeah, this is great.
Oh, you're talking.
I stopped talking about it for 25 minutes ago. So, and I've been talking since.
So now, what you're going to do is strip the other ends of this.
Yeah, I brought some stuff that I've done before.
What I would do is I would stick
in a show off and make racket.
Yeah, I would plug the headphones into the chair, and then I would just start turning this back on and just start pushing or trying to like poke the wires onto the headphone jack until you hear sound. Make a note of that, and then we'll get the potentiometer in line before we pick up.
That's good. Yeah, nothing like that.
It's almost good to
publicity. I was impressed with the flyer.
Thank you.
That's pretty nice.
Color printing and everything.
I must have done a crazy deal. Like, I got part of it like for Christmas and I got part of the business. I don't know. $150 printed out for like $36.
That's great.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it was insane. If you go back and answer, I'm going to
Yeah,
that's awesome. How often do you do workshops?
This is the first
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hopefully,
I think you're going to do it again.
If that's if the two things there, I'm looking into it.
Yeah.
See
you again.
3 hours of people. It seems like it.
So yeah, you'll need to like be pushing the buttons or whatever to make it actually make noise.
Chris,
there's actually some
ribbon. Mm-hmm.
So that big fat trace is almost certainly the ground plug. Probably. So I would. Yeah, and so we can look. Yeah, so it looks like it's attached right here, but it's attached just like it looks like to the front of the power unit, which almost certainly means it's the ground. So it looks like it's kind of hard to tell whether or not this is the same thing to all this, but I would bet you that this big fat one down here is
blood and all that goes all the way around.
Yeah. And usually on the same thing use up all the spare space for the ground plane. So that's what it would be. Yep. Oh yeah, you'll want to do is you want to poke one in a known in a single place and then touch the other one all the way around. And if that doesn't work, then you just move on to the next one. Oh cool. Nice.
An abused dog.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to do anything interesting with this one.
Thomas, do you know the pinout on these sliders?
Okay. I asked him the same thing.
We can find out.
Okay. I was like, maybe I should ask someone.
Yeah, we can put a meter on it and find out.
Okay.
Well, let's do it once.
And we'll write it on the chalkboard.
Cool.
If you want, we can solder
it. Yeah, these push buttons here, if you use them, there's four pins on them.
No.
And the pins that are closer together.
Really? It's probably super loud, though, right?
If you use these guys here. This is all public consumption.
Yeah. Corey, I can see where all this stuff mic from.
All like
these guys here are
closer to the other pins.
Really?
Yeah, here the pins are closer
together. Yeah. I like those pins. Yeah.
So if you find something where you can hook a resistor, you can make a whole bunch of different buttons for different sounds.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
These are
the other one.
Looks like your office.
Where's the putty back file? We don't have anything. We haven't found anything to bend yet.
No.
Well, actually, in the basketball thing, the little ball thing, it's pretty cool. But it's like
all
the it's pretty cool by itself. So look at all this, look at all these cool parts here.
I know, my wife bought the jet body.
Oh my god, you're nice. Damn.
I know.
That's nice.
He went all out. He's like, yeah, these have been in my garage for 10 years. Like, that's
honey, maybe you can clean out the garage of all those boxes of parts that you have.
You know, I found a box of relays that, I got a big box of relays.
Are they blue?
And on the top of them, it says, tested in 66.
You know they're guaranteed to be good.
Yeah,
but then beats the box of not particularly useful technical.
Do you have a over there?
Yeah.
It really is my favorite box of all.
Somewhere in there is the Apple serial port manual.
Nice. It
has a whole chapter.
I actually had a box labeled not particularly useful technical books.
That sounds about right.
I have my first modem.
Hey, had a serial.
Yep.
For an Apple.
Yeah.
That was my first modem too.
And 300 baud. That was awesome. And,
you had to put the card in, right?
And I had that serial port card.
Yeah.
And I have two copies of the manual for the original Apple serial port card.
I'm having no luck with this.
You want me to?
Yeah, you figure it out. I need to delegate more. All
right. Yeah, I'm okay at this. I feel better now. People that I'm experienced don't know how to make this work.
It's all there.
Somewhere, no matter what the.
How's it going over?
Little tiny numbers.
Oh, good.
I saw it on the plastic. I don't know what this is.
Somewhere.
Oh, shit. All of these are somewhere. We should find the other end of it. Okay, there we go. There's 25K.
These are popular.
There's 48K.
Good.
Now, yeah, one of these should not change as we move this.
I mean,
this,
I got to the other stuff. Yeah.
This one will change.
One guy had a kind of cool view.
To go all the way from 1 to 0 right here.
From end to end.
Yeah.
So, let's see if there's two independent. There's probably two independent circuits here. So that's the outside. Those are the outside of the pot. And this is the tape. Okay, that's the center tab.
Yeah.
Okay. Does this pin do anything over here, or is it just not connected? Well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. All right, now let's see if we get the same thing on this side.
I can only get my freaking left here.
So this side appears to not be connected at all.
What you're going to want to do now is...
One of them is visibly the shielding, right?
So you know which one
the middle pins are definitely the shield. That was just my finger there measuring.
All right, so those four pins don't do anything at all.
Oh.
Those four are not connected.
Yeah.
And these four are the five.
With, yeah, just so
yeah, the middle ones are just for the case. Ground.
Yeah, and these four over here don't do anything.
And from there also,
so when we look at the pot, does someone have a pencil or a pen?
Alright,
chalkboard.
Well, so if you think of the, there's three points at play, right? You have the left ear, the right ear, and then the potentiometer. So you're gonna, they're all three going to be connected together. So you just connect a signal wire between these and then another wire that goes off into space. Yeah, from one of them, because the, it'll carry the signal to both. And then from there, we'll hook it up into this. And,
actually, I haven't even tested these cables
out, like, to get it so it's a comfortable level. So it's, it doesn't matter. I would say just... I might even try and route it inside. So just have it like,
kind of guessing that.
Just kind of like, strip off 2 millimeters off my
phone. Good headphones. It was this little walkie-talkie thing. Yeah.
Which one did you have?
Yep, I did. You have headphones up here? What's that? Is that you?
No, it's a keyboard.
Yeah, headphones up here.